got you, babe. Radio Gorgeous, the sexy station, where you'll only hear the female voice. Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Gorgeous Gossip. And today we're talking about men give up looking good when they're 46. I thought they gave up looking good when they're about 18. Sorry, that's a bit bitchy. 30 is when they start piling on the flab, I noticed. But look, Donna's brought me this fantastic article. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, it's
so
Donna.
We'll be talking about that after. We're just going to quickly, as quickly and not boring as possible, talk about this week's show. And what's the theme?
It's the man show.
And that wasn't on purpose.
It wasn't on purpose.
Because we would never choose. I mean, as men, we need them, but do you know, they are a bit difficult, as we know. So men, who's you interviewed a literary phenomenon.
Yes, exactly. Jodi Ellen Malpas, who originally self-published, and it was such a sensation. It's a similarly themed book to 50 Shades and Bared to You.
So dominating man.
Yes. As okay. She says, the ultimate alpha male.
Okay, that means you'll treat you like shit and fuck you senseless.
Pretty much.
Okay, so, and she's written a trilogy, hasn't she?
Yes.
And men are all in the title.
This man.
Yeah, that man and the other man. And there's even one called Under the Man.
Beneath this
man. Yeah, beneath this man.
And This Man Confessed. Those are the three.
So I also talked of a new craftsman. Note the word, craftsman. And that the first thing I asked, I interviewed Natalie and Catherine. And I did say to Natalie, you got the word men in it. And she said, yes, we discussed it over and over again. And all the crafts people that we met said craftsman's an okay word. It's like being called actor now instead of actress, comedian. So they're going to be on as well. And they're going to be talking about their new luxury crafts. So it's wonderful things you can save up and buy for Christmas or fantastic. Have commissioned if you're that sort. Now, this article that your husband brought home.
Yes, because it starts. The title is "Men Give Up on Looking Good When They Are 46," and the first paragraph is: he hasn't bought new underwear in years, refuses to spend more than £10 on a haircut, and insists on keeping that stupid beard. And as he pointed out, I was like, "Oh, you've got 2 out of 3."
Okay, so what's the third? So he has a beard, which he's
had since our honeymoon.
He has a £10 haircut.
Less than, preferably less than £10.
But what about the underwear?
He buys underwear, thank goodness.
How often?
Every year, whether he needs to or not.
What time of year?
Usually when we go to New York and he gets it at Century 21.
I see, so he gets Calvin Klein's or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I sometimes...
And is that like the cheapest store or something?
Well, no, it's just designer brands. It's kind of like TK Maxx, but...
Okay. Better. Oh, so it is discount.
Yes, yeah, of course. Well, obviously. Well, at least he buys them.
My husband is, I mean, both our husbands are quite debonair, aren't they?
Yes.
You know, your husband's into clothes, my husband's into clothes. In fact,
steampunk
he wears
chic.
Such colourful clothes that my children have invented a phrase for him, the gay daddy range.
Yeah, he wears purple
he
and
wears
pink.
He wears purple and pink, and he loves scarves, and he wears them all puffily, you know. 1 knot, 2 knots, you know. He likes
bit of a dandy.
A bit of a dandy, yeah. But his underwear, his boxers were falling to pieces. I had to put them in the bin. The elastic had gone. They're ripped.
Not even used for rags. Nothing left.
So I kindly bought him six new pairs from John Lewis for his birthday.
Excellent. So how much does he spend on a haircut?
£10 exactly.
All right, so you've got 2 out of 3 as well.
Yeah.
And he's just lacking the beard.
Yeah, and he'd never grow a beard. He's not that type.
No.
Yeah.
It would get in the way of his scarf.
Now, they say the average age is 46. So the expression was, when I was young, it's called letting yourself go. Well, I think men let themselves go, I'd say about, well, once they get married, really.
Well, that's what they did say that. 2 in 3 said it was normal to stop worrying about your looks once you had a long-term partner. Mm. And married people backed this up. More than half said they focused on their appearance much less than before they got hitched.
Yes. RadioGorgeous.com. There's a theory that men put on an inch a year on their waists once they get married. Perhaps the first year as well, because you're doing all those hot pots and chickens and, you know, you're really into the domestic thing. You know, but men pile on the pounds.
Yeah.
But also men, our age group, when we're in our kind of 40s, 50s, they're not as vain. They're not like the age group now. The age group, you know, I mean, now they all have problems with, they haven't got big enough, what's the word, biceps and, you know, they haven't, pecs. You know, pecs, yeah. So they've got to have a body. They've also, they're all buying, you know, Clarins. They're buying, you know, yeah. moisturizer. I mean, my son had friends around the other day. They're all 14. The stink of sort of aftershaves and everything. The waft.
Oof, the Lynx.
Yeah, the Lynx. Yeah. Oof. Lynx Excite is what Leo wears. But, you know, that's all a pressure. And the joke is, whenever I see an advert for kind of wrinkle cream for a man, I laugh my head off. So I think, does a man really believe it? And then I think, hang on, whenever I see it, I totally am taken in. Seeing it from a man's perspective, I think, what a So it's the same kind of warped, because it gets our insecurities, doesn't mm-hmm. it? That's what it's all mm-hmm. about, beauty, getting our insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so apparently, but we're not ensuring that we have even though we're living longer, apparently we're not taking care of ourselves. But I love this quote.
What appearances are we talking about? Just?
Or- yes.
Yeah.
But where was it? Oh yeah, and apparently women keep soldiering on trying to look good till we're 59.
59.
And after that, it's
I suppose this is all averages, isn't it? Exactly. So, there's a lot below and a lot above.
Some of us have already given up, yeah. Josephine. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's okay.
No, some days we do. Some days.
Yeah,
we don't.
Some days I'm wearing dog walking clothes all day.
I did.
There's a lot of elastic involved.
Yeah, exactly. When exactly? You know, because I wonder at that point, it's like when you stop buying new clothes. You know what I mean?
Well, haven't you reached that? You've run out of money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just broke. But yeah, I don't. That doesn't mean I. You know, there's other ways of clothes. Well, when you stop. Yeah, when fashion doesn't apply, you know, which we've talked about before. Yeah. But when things have elasticated waistbands, like, when does that come in?
Mine's already in. In the daytime, and if you weren't here now, I'd be wearing some joggers or something.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend was worried because I said I had been wearing sweatpants.
You?
Yeah. That's when she knew I was depressed.
Yes.
She was like, oh my God, you wore sweatpants?
Yeah, yeah.
And then she said...
Was it in public as well?
Yes.
Oh no, that's... I can't imagine.
Yeah.
No.
I know. Mm. It was bad. Yeah, obviously, I was very low.
Yeah.
But the other thing she said, well, at least you weren't wearing your pajamas. And I was like, well, technically, although they weren't pajamas, I did wear that shirt to bed. And I woke up the next day and wore it throughout the day. With the sweatpants on.
No, you were definitely, yeah. But I you were a bit depressed, but I do think there's something about being comfortable. I love it.
Yeah, but I have...
Get my slippers on when I get in.
Yes, I definitely, I do. I have fab slippers. Well, you know you're getting old when the only thing, I told you before, the only thing I bought in New York this trip was a pair of slippers. Yeah. I didn't buy any heels. Yeah. I didn't buy
you bought the
shameful.
Comfiest slippers. Even mine can be worn outdoors so I can go out and water the plants. You know, trudge around the garden a little bit, you know, because I love going out in my house coat. Yeah. Sounds like we've all let ourselves go. Can't believe it. Anyway,
we're all going
to hell.
Fabulous,
gorgeous gossip. Is there any last message in the article for us?
Oh, let it all hang out.
We haven't got any hope then?
Nope.
Okay.
Give it up. Give it up now.
Thank you so much for listening to Gorgeous Gossip. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2013. If you want to follow us, go to www.radiogorgeous.com. We'll always be there for you.
Always. In the spring, I got you to wear my ring. Put me, I got you.
Radio Gorgeous supports women. Women support Radio Gorgeous.